What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the award-winning MG4, the no-compromise electric hatchback with a 450-kilometer range. Recharge your soul.
Yes, Jess Kelly is here for another Tech Takeover. Too Long Didn't Read, TLDR, is about Meta and their AI. Is that right?
Yes, indeed. You may remember when we were in America last year.
Yes.
You and I, or this year, wasn't
it? No, this year, Jess.
It was one of the years, Kieran. It was this year, this April. You and I were sitting in Boston and we were talking about Meta taking a big dive into the world of AI by launching Llama.
Yes. We can't get it here yet, can we?
No. And we still can't. This.
I asked it. Remember, I asked it, show me a picture of an Irish radio presenter. And it showed a person with like a black eye and loads of empty beer bottles around them.
In front
kind
of a
looking
mic.
Disheveled in front of a microphone. And I just thought, you know what? Maybe AI isn't going to take over the world
it's
just
the future,
quite yet.
Lads. It's the future. So yesterday, Mark Zuckerberg unveiled a massive update. And the update is quite nerdy and niche. But if you are someone who's interested in developing and utilizing artificial intelligence for your own purposes or for your business, it is a big deal. They have unveiled an open source model that will allow others to use their technology to create their own versions, tools, products, services. And by having it open sourced, Mark Zuckerberg is saying essentially they're democratizing the technology. They're making it more accessible and open to everybody and anybody. He's saying that this is a really important step in terms of leveling the playing field for this technology. He's saying that we won't have an instance where it's being controlled by just one big player. By setting up this stall and allowing people to come and pick and choose and utilize bits and pieces that they want, we, the consumer, are going to be better off because we will have better services for us all. Now,
is that real or is that just kind of marketing and it's actually their backdoor way of taking over the planet?
Don't put me on the spotlight. I don't look. Let's be in good form for a minute, will we? Let's just say this is an honest approach. It's coming from lessons learned with social media, where you end up having people knowing who Zuckerberg and Musk and Jack Dorsey are just because they're in control of these platforms. I do think the point of democratization is really, really important. I do think it is a good opportunity for businesses to tap into. He did talk about the security and the integrity of their platform, and it seems to be really well received. Now, you did mention or ask if it's available here.
Yes. And when is that happening?
We don't know as of yet. And it's a really interesting conversation that comes up every now and then. I think we actually had this conversation on the show a few weeks ago. There's talk that EU legislation, while people like me say it's great because it's protecting us, is it getting in the way of innovation? Is it slowing down the pace of innovation? Because Llama and other platforms are available in the US and different parts of the world, but they're not available in Europe because of things like the EU AI Act and the Digital
Services Act.
Oh, so they
say what? That it's too onerous or it's too unpredictable, or what did they say?
Essentially that the standard for products to launch in Europe and adhere to all of the checks and balances is too high, it's too arduous, it's too time consuming. And so basically things can't launch in Europe until all the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed. We saw this with Threads. Do you remember Meta wanted to bring out Threads as the rival to Twitter, and it launched in the US first and it eventually came to us here in Europe? Mm-hmm. It's for the same reasons. They needed to get it in line and compliant and signed off by the Data Protection Commission here in Ireland. So EU legislation, it's a friend to the consumer and perhaps a foe to innovation. Who knows?
All right. OK. One would wager, though, eventually it will appear here in this kind of something of a lobbying tactic when it comes to EU regulations and everything.
Exactly.
give us what we want and we'll give you llama. And maybe by the time it comes here, when you ask it for a picture of an Irish radio presenter, it won't be a drunk with a black eye. Anyway, that's a TLDR this week. What's your tech tip?
Save-a-lope.
Okay, what is a save-a-lope? Is it a thing or is it a practice? A belief?
It's a bit of everything. So the
creature?
Save-a-lope, as I know it, is an application that you put on your cellular telephone. If you're someone who spends time on TikTok or Instagram, I would guarantee at some stage you have scrolled by a video of a person who has a little binder that looks like one of the old school Filofaxes, and inside there are 100 clear envelopes and they're telling you to cash stuff. This apparently is all the rage. So if you say you want to save $5,000, what you do is you buy one of these binders with the money that you're trying to save, right? You buy a binder.
Okay.
And then every day you save a certain amount of money. So say if you want to save €1 a day, or the number correlated to the number on the envelope across 100 days. So on day one, you save €1. Day two, you save €2, and so on and so forth until you're saving £100. And by the end of that challenge, you've got X amount of money. This is all the rage. And I love the idea of those little incremental saving ideas. But the notion, in my opinion, of spending £15 on a saving binder to save money is a bit silly.
Okay.
So I found this app called Save-a-lope.
Yeah.
And it's available on in your app store. You download it and the premise is exactly the same. You set that you want to save a certain amount of money across a certain number of days, and all of these envelopes, so one for every day of your challenge, appear closed, and each day you go in, you tap on it and it tells you how much to save. I have been using this for the last wee while so I can put them into my Revolut savings account. So for example, today is I have to save €10.72. And so if I do that at the end of my challenge, I'll have saved €5,000. So I just need to keep chipping away at my little envelopes,
wow,
put it into my Revolut vault. It's a free way to encourage, incentivize and motivate you to save a few quid every single day.
All right. Downloaded it already. Welcome to Save-a-lope. Let's start. Before we get to your tech rec, is it data or data?
Well, so my initial thing was data. And about 10 years ago, when I was still a child and I was talking about technology, a troll targeted me on social media.
You weren't still a child 10 years ago.
I was only a baby.
Right.
I'm only 21, everybody. So basically all these years ago, someone messaged me really aggressively on Twitter and said, "It's data, not data. Get it right. You're on a national broadcaster." And that was back when I still had feelings and it really seeped into my soul. And so I have trained myself to now say data, even though I know some people hate it, but I can't do right for doing wrong. So I'm trying my best, okay?
All right. What is your tech rec then?
As I go and have a cry about that, you can go and read or listen to the audiobook of Bad Blood. This is the Tech Talk Book Club pick of the month. It's a book that is out a few years now, but it tells the story of Elizabeth Holmes.
Oh, yes. Theranos.
Kieran, I am obsessed with her story. If you haven't read anything about her or heard about her, or if you haven't watched The Dropout on Disney Plus, even if you have, go and read this book. It's by John Kerry-Roo, who is a journalist who kind of exposed an awful lot of the fraudulent behaviour going on at Theranos.
So did I not listen to this as a podcast with John Kerry-Roo?
Yeah, so it was broken up. So the book kind of inspired the Dropout TV show.
Yes.
It also... excerpts of it were taken for the podcast.
Okay.
But I cannot recommend the book enough. It is juicy. It is salacious. It is bananas. You get the tech insights. You get a bit of the celebrity gossip of the likes of Bill Clinton coming out and backing Elizabeth Holmes and saying she's the future. It is stranger than fiction and it is so well written. So if you're looking for something to read or listen to, pick up Bad Blood by John Kerry-Roo.
One of our listeners says, "A save-a-lope is an antelope that isn't eaten by the lions."
Oh, there's always a bad joke in this slot. It's usually you who brings them in, but thanks so much, Dexter.
Yeah, well, a bit of variety this week. You know, it's the spice of life. 087 1400 106. Jess Kelly, our technology correspondent, will be back at the same time for another Tech Takeover next week. Lots still to come.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the award-winning MG4. The no-compromise electric hatchback with a 450-kilometre range. Recharge your soul.
At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Hyland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Hyland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at Hyland.com.